of Lord Ryan speaking.
Hi. My name is Tamara. So I'm actually calling from Brisbane, and I have a situation. So we've got some items that we would like to send across to PNG, but they would be classed as, like, dangerous goods. Do you do that?
Yeah, that's fine. We can send them over. Sorry, what company are you calling for?
So I'm actually just calling on behalf of the people that had ordered the items. So I got to pick the items up. The items are with me, but it's for Waterworks PNG.
Okay.
They're the recipients of it. They are actually i2 loggers. It's like an electric equipment that and there's batteries in them. There's about 7 of them. So we were told by Dangerous Goods International that if the batteries go with the items in the if the item has the batteries in them, then we can split them up into 2 boxes. Then it goes via air freight, because we are really not wanting the sea freight situation in this, because it needs to go across quickly. So what do you think? What's your step forward?
Did you want to flick us an email with all the details, and we'll be able to give you a formal quote, and then we can work on air freight for you?
Okay, so so what usually happens is what I'll attach is the quote, the delivery note, and it's got like the breakup of what's included.
Yeah, the
pictures, like a data sheet. What do you call this thing at the back? The data sheet, which covers the item. And then you can take a look at it now. Okay, we'll do that. What's the email address?
Okay, so it's support, SUPPORT.
Support.
At Avlog, AVLOG. Dash global, GLOBAL. .com.
Dash global .com. Let me just repeat that. So support at avlog dash global .com.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, who do I address it to?
Just address it to Ryan. That's my fault. And could you just make sure to include the items, the weight, the dimensions, and any documents you have surrounding the dangerous goods, and we'll go from there.
So when we were given the items, the total weight was about 15.5 kg. There was the dimension of the box, but I'm just assuming that, like, because if you need to split them, that's not the exact dimension, you know what I mean? So you want to help me on that.
If you just provide us with what you have, we can speak directly with DGI and work on a quote for you that way.
Okay, so just so I understand the process, because we've been waiting on DGI to get back to us, and they've been, they're quite helpful, but I think they're doing the same, like looking around for the right people to get the quote from. So do they come to you to get the quote?
So they haven't actually approached us to get the quote, but we use DGI regularly for dangerous goods packaging. If you just want to send through everything, we'll get some pricing back to you this afternoon, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, can you, it's really, really kind of an urgent, so how soon can you get me the quote?
We'll definitely get one to you by the end of today, by 5 p.m., if you have provided us all the docs. But we'll definitely reach out if there's any issues with what you've provided.
Okay, so... So is your boss Ben Smart?
Yes. Do you know him, do you?
No, we just, someone referred us to him and we looked it up. So just so we know
Okay.
that we're in the right place, yeah.
Can I ask who referred? We'd just like to just
Oh,
reach
this
out
is
to them
someone
as
who's
well.
someone in PNG. Maybe they deal with him, I don't know, but the person was in PNG and referred us to that guy. So that's how we looked you guys up. Okay, but that's
Okay,
fine.
perfect.
Okay, so I will just send that message to you now, attach the documents, and I would really appreciate if we get the calls before the end of the day.
Yeah, that'd be
Thank you
great.
very
And
much.
we'll
Thank you,
send that through to
Ryan. Okay, hope
Thank
to hear
you.
from you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.